that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
it's
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, that will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, August 5th, 2023. We've got a full crew for you. We'll bring everybody on. Brother Tim, good morning, sir. Amen. And Brother Paul, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Remnant, we say good morning to you and welcome. And got a problem with the phone lines. Don't have a call-in number this morning. Had to use the phone line for that. My apologies for that. We'll see if we can get this thing rebooted sometime and get that fixed for next time. But we are glad you're here and glad you're joining us. Hope it's an encouraging morning for you as it is for us. But we're going to open up in prayer. Jason, do you want to open us up in prayer this morning?
Our dear Heavenly Father, we this morning we pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we just cry out to you to save us from the hands of our enemies, those that hate us, those that seek to destroy us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, lots going on. Guys, we have any certain avenue we want to start on this morning? I've got a couple things, but I'll sure yield to somebody else starting up first.
Yeah, I wanted to start off with, I thought it was pretty interesting. There was a news article that I read, and it said COVID-19 vaccine is a biological weapon, and it must be banned. Florida County GOP says, and basically it looks like they're going to get it passed. It starts off, and it says, Brevard County Republican Executive Committee, the BREC, recently voted in favor of a resolution classifying the COVID-19 vaccine as a bioweapon as part of a broader effect to get the jab banned from the entire state of Florida. And basically, as you go through this this really good article. It talks about just how, you know, where the Pfizer's clinical data revealed, you know, over 1,200 deaths, 42,000 adverse cases, 158,000 adverse instances, and approximately over 1,000 different side effects. And I mean, it's just it's coming out, and people are realizing it, and it's getting a lot of momentum. So I don't know. I think that's encouraging when you see stuff like that, where they're actually trying to get some of these vaccines and stuff and banned. And it's one of those things that people are realizing that, hey, it was a science experiment. It says it, you know, several times in here, and this is a mainstream article that was put out. And yeah, I mean, I know Tim was, you know about this too. I mean, feel free to jump in on there.
Well, yeah, it's the Republican Executive Committee, the, what they call it, BREC. They're fun of their acronyms, but it's at this particular point, it's gaining, like you said, momentum. And I think it's interesting because the taint, you know, that kind of stuff puts a taint on things. The doctors are sitting there going, well, now, let's see, if we give them that and they declare that a biological weapon, why, we're then liable for having destroyed all these lives and people. And, you know, so their malpractice insurance companies, and it just doesn't take a lot of that kind of claptrap from the powers that were, the powers that be, or whatever you want to call them, that to put enough taint or enough stink on something that they run away from it, you know, because, and I think, and if they don't, well, then it's even more indication to me that it's a biological weapon. So I think we're seeing this is the beginning of how that works. People are waking up to it, and you can bet when they start talking like this that there's a lot of people doing some serious digging now. So it's definitely one of those things, and there are already some counties in Florida where if it's not banned, it's certainly not made mandatory for their employees or the county employees or any of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's just God waking people up all the way across the board, I think.
Amen.
I think so, too. And I think that it's, you know, we were telling people that it was a weapon right there from the beginning. And,
yes.
You know, then, and now you're seeing this, and it's, you know, I mean, we're going for something that was, I mean, it came really close to making it mandatory for everyone to get, and we haven't seen, the amount of, the side effects that, that could happen over the next several years too.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting, too, that just about the time it came out, then suddenly we have all these jabs being given and being done, and then we have all this gender mutilation going on, and we have the military mandated that they had to take these shots, and now they're paying for that. I mean, that's one of the symptoms of the weapon, but isn't it interesting that all those things, timeline-wise, correlate to about the same period of time. I mean, it's like there's a lot of things there that, I mean, that's a heck of a weapon. Well, let's get that all messed up and get the confusion going. And we know that, you know, Satan loves confusion. So we're seeing that's just another one of those seeds that was sown, you know, through all that, I think.
Oh, and the we had mentioned it previously, that video that came out, we had actually sent a link out to everybody we had an email for. I think it was called Died Suddenly, that was put out either early this year or late last year, that chronicled, just like you're saying, Jason, the one of the apparent side effects of this jab. And whether you've seen that or not, whether you believe that or not, it's been evident the newscasters just falling down, passing out right during a live program. Everybody has seen those. The sports, whether they're college or football players or soccer or high school or Olympic athletes, just having heart attacks, heart murmurs, having to be rushed to the hospital. There was one recently, some NBA son or some star son or something, just a week or two ago. And that has become just commonplace today, that young, otherwise young, healthy people are having heart attacks and having blood clots and these things. And I'm sure glad to hear this, to come out of Florida, that that they're classifying this COVID for what it is, a biological weapon, because we're seeing the results. We're seeing the results of what's happened.
Yeah, and it's it's just Lord willing, it's just going to continue to make get more momentum. And there's a new book that I'm trying to get into right now that is somebody that had got the vaccine, had a adverse reaction to it, had a lot of health problems, and basically the doctors didn't give her any hope, and then after that she decided that she needed to look into some of this natural stuff, because that's all that she knew was mainstream Western medicine her whole entire life and what she had been into. And then this happened and there was no hope, and she got she went to the natural route and started looking at different remedies and how to detox her body and how to change and how to regain her health, and documented it in a book that hopefully that I'll have here within the next couple of weeks. Brand new book, but really good information on it. I got a proof copy of it. And it was a wake up call for her, and it was it led down the rabbit trail on how many different things she was lied to about. And that's one thing that was really good that came out of this whole COVID deal, was that it people realized that they were being lied to, and that their governors were lying to them, that their that the media was lying to them. I mean, and there was a lot of propaganda, and we got sold a bill of goods on a lot of different fronts.
Yep. Well, and one of the interviews that I've seen, and you could probably look it up, is Joe Linder was a bodybuilder, and he was doing an interview and talking about having taken it, and this guy's like the picture of health. I mean, he's healthy. You can look at him and see, and then he says, well, they do my blood work, and I got all these things in there, and the guy who's hosting the show is like, are you serious? You got peer pressure into that? Oh, yeah, he took like 3 or 4 series of shots, and a few days after that interview he was dead.
Yes.
I mean, these things something happens once, that's what it is, but when you start seeing this, there's no coincidences, and there's just all kinds of this stuff going on. So, and people's we had this big thing with the mainstream media that people are waking up and realizing that they're lying to them. And the lie is so huge. I mean, at some point people are going to begin to understand, I would pray and hope that they're going to reason out that the lie's big, and there's a lot of it, and going on. I mean, just got a letter here the other day from one of the senators saying how they're going to raise the school budget because the public schools are about to go under. And they need, it's probably going to add up to maybe another $1,500 a year on your property tax bill and on everything else. But, it's worth it. We got to keep our schools going. And we just want your support. And it's like,
as we steal more,
you want to talk about, ludicrous. So,
on that COVID, Tim, how many people have friends or family that died on a respirator? I think of two here in Laramie that I know of that were, like you mentioned, otherwise, like the bodybuilder, otherwise healthy, not massive health problems, healthy people that got a little cough, went in, got tested, had the COVID. Before you knew it, they had them on a respirator, and then before you knew it, they were dead. Just in a matter of days. I know of two that people I personally knew here in Laramie that that happened to. That's just not, you know, like you said, not coincidence. That's the word, not coincidence. It was planned. It was planned. It is a biological weapon. You know, a biological weapon doesn't kill everything. Some of them don't. No, how many of the older people that were in nursing homes and again, the respirators, you know, we talked about it when it was going on over the last couple of years, how, you know, these problems with putting the people on the respirators, and they're pushing it as well. This is the only thing we can do to save them. And it was like a 95% fatality rate. It was ridiculous. And it's good that is coming out. Looking forward to looking into that book, Jason. That sounds interesting. It really does. It's good that those truths are coming out.
Well, and I kind of have a suspicion. I don't have a smoking gun or any proof, but I'll go out a little bit and just say this is kind of in the, I call it the woo-woo land. But I think that when you look at the labor participation rates on the unemployment reports, and when you look at the fact that food sales are actually declining by substantial amounts, and you see the fact that no one can hire help, I think the death rates off of this are probably at some point, someday when it all comes out, I believe that you're going to see astounding amounts of death rates. I think the reason that all these numbers and all of these problems that are existing right now is because far more people have died than they're letting on. I mean, I think it probably is staggering. And I don't have any look at this type thing. But when you start adding up all of the things going on around, it's kind of like that's really an interesting, you know, set of circumstances there that point towards something.
Yeah, it certainly is. And there's just, I mean, there's other things that are going on around the world. I just seen that Will sent this in to me, but it was a good article on stuff that's going on in Austria. And it says Austrian leader proposes enshrining the use of cash in his country's constitution. And basically they're going through, there's these fears of inflation and different things in their economic system. And there was talk about all these European countries that are going to a cashless society and outlawing cash. And they're putting it back in the Constitution that people have a right to use cash as form of trade and commerce. And, you know, that's one thing that they've been trying really hard to take away, too. And, you know, and they're fighting back, and they're saying, no, hey, this is what we want. This is what we need. And, you know, it's that's something that's encouraging as well.
Yeah, for sure. But they don't want anybody to have any ability they want to be able to control what you buy. And, you know, it makes you wonder about the whole mark of the beast the Bible talks about, you know. I mean, you won't have the power to buy or sell unless you take that. But there's a lot of those, there's a lot of different ways that can be interpreted. I mean, when you get right down to it, that's one of the things they want to do with all cashless as well. We don't want you to buy that, so we're not going to authorize you to use your money to make that purchase for yourself. You know, I mean, that's just one of those things. So we're seeing there's some real coming and should be.
Well, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they weren't doing O'Brien's song for 40 years, so there is another way, and I don't know what it is, but there is another way. It's called bartering, loving your neighbors. Probably will fix a lot of things. There's a lot of good going, even when this COVID started or drew the line, and it just separated a lot of people one way or the other, so, and it's not done. There's people turning back to the truth. You know, I don't know what it is, but they're moving.
Amen to that. I think of a few neighbors that when all this came out that they felt the need to share with me that there was no way on God's green earth that they were getting the COVID-19 shot. And this was the first time that this type of stuff had been brought up about vaccinations and things like that. And it was like the nope, not for me in my house, no thank you. And not that they, not only that they said they weren't getting it, but that they wanted to share that with at least with me. And I thought that was interesting as well, how again, it ties in with people are waking up, that you might not expect that that they are, that they're waking up and saying, no, I'm not going to do that. And that was a good thing. It's good when that happens. Well, I know if we change the subject here, I know that most of us here are a little leery about firearms. But I don't know if you saw, had a report this week that for the 48th straight month, 4 years running, that criminal background checks for firearms, which normally equate to firearm sales, were over $1 million a month for the fourth 48th month in a row. Okay, for 4 years running, every month, the FBI has had over $1 million background checks for firearms per month, for firearm purchases. And the majority of those, they say, result in a firearm purchase. They come back positive and are good, however you want to say that. And talking about how they've never seen that in the past. But that, and Jason, I couldn't help but think, I mentioned it Thursday night, how you were talking last Saturday about how right now ways and means to defend yourself are available and affordable. Even if you look around, there's plinking ammo is available and affordable right now. And it's always good to practice. Practice is a good thing when it comes to that. It's stress relieving and it's good to do it. But and one thing that this report also talked about, they said, was the increase in other parts of other members of society buying firearms. Black urban dwellers, not gangbangers, but family members. Again, these are background checks. So people buying firearms legally, and but women, black and urban dwellers were three classes of people that they saw massive increases, that they are buying more firearms and more ways and means to defend themselves. And anyway, it was encouraging to me. You didn't see that on CNN, but over 1 million background checks for firearm purchases per month for 4 years running is a good thing. That's maybe that is the new norm, and that doesn't count, take into effect any private sales or gun show sales and things like that in the places that is okay to do like it is out here.
you know, that's one of the things that people are doing. I know, you know, down here, it's, there's more people shooting. There's more classes that are taking place. You know, and I've been encouraging people. Yeah, if you want something, buy it now. Don't wait until they're the next pinch or the next crunch. To, and everybody else is trying to get what you want, because that's when you know, the price goes through the roof. I mean, you know, these firearms that you know, I've seen sell for $2,500. If you could find them, you know, you can get for, you know, $600 or $700 right now.
Yes.
And, you know, the prices has changed that much, and, you know, now stuff's affordable. It's not at the inflated prices. Ammunition is available. Components are available if you're a reloader. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's available. I mean, and prices just at affordable prices. I mean, better than they have been in years and years and years. And so, you know, and a lot of people don't, you know, they don't plan ahead. They wait until that, you know, that crush. They you know, wait to go stock up on toilet paper when everybody else is trying to stock up on toilet paper. And there's, you know, when shortages come, that's when everybody wants to run out and grab it. And, you know, you're gonna pay the price, that's for sure, if you can even get it.
That's right, if you can. And you just never know. Who knows if the ATF, with their changes, we had an article, Jason, you had a great article in this last newsletter talking about if did the ATF make millions of Americans felons with their flip-flopping on the brace ban and approval and then a ban and then changes and whatnot. And what a mess that is. And so, you know, who knows if they were to come up tomorrow, if old Joe Biden Monday morning said, you know, bullets are just bad, and any caliber bigger than a 17 or 22 are just bad for the country. And so we're outlawing them today. So you got 10 days to turn them in. Who knows? Who knows? And so it's prepare. The scriptures are full, and we've talked to you for years about that very thing. Just be ready. Prepare while you can. Noah had about 100 years to prepare, I think. Joseph had about 7 years, and they were prepared for what was coming. They really didn't know what was coming, but they were prepared for it, and I think that that's wisdom. Saw this morning out of Colorado. Colorado gun law raising the age to purchase a firearm to 21. That takes effect Monday. This was some of the sweeping legislation that the governor signed in this past spring. And part of it is prohibits people under the age of 21 from purchasing a firearm, with the exception of active members of the armed forces, police officers, and such. And so says they're worried about the people we don't want to criminalize responsible gun owners, but it's meant to protect young people. Here is Majority House Leader Monica Duran. Majority House Leader says there in Colorado, this isn't trying to infringe on anybody's rights. What it comes down to is saving lives. We know that youth suicide has increased. We know domestic violence has increased. Limiting access to guns is a way to improve public safety. And, boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Who doesn't want to improve public safety? But that it reminds me of that Cardinal Torben's quote, that wanting Americans to give up their Second Amendment right. The lawbreakers don't follow these laws anyway. So make all the laws you want. The people that are doing the gun violence, the people that are doing the domestic violence, the people that have no respect for themselves or their neighbor or anybody else, they're not going to follow any of the laws. So make more laws that they're not going to follow. And it's when I saw this quote, the esoteric, exoteric message popped up. it said to protect young people, not to criminalize responsible gun owners. No, it's not. It's just the opposite. It's not meant to protect. They know it's not going to protect young people, that it is going to criminalize responsible gun owners. It's just the opposite of what they say. But it's what they it's what our enemy does. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, and they just can't help it. And so there you go, Colorado. Starting Monday, you got to be 21 to legally buy a firearm.
Yeah, they did get a they got an injunction against it right now, so it's on hold. So we'll see what happens with that. Kind of like what they did with the with this Second Amendment Foundation, how they signed an injunction, and basically it was pretty neat because they came out and they said if you're a member of the Second Amendment Foundation, then they got a judge to sign a hold on it. So because they're still going through the litigation on the gun braces, so they got that one. That was the workaround on that as well. So. It, you know, it's encouraging that people are fighting back, and there's judges that are willing to say no.
Amen.
Yep. Well, and once again, they're treating the symptom, not the cause. I mean, the cause of these suicides aren't the guns. It's the underlying conditions that bring about the despondency and hopelessness of life, and that's the system that they have, you know, propagated for people to live under. And it's like, well, you know, I got an idea. Let's get them out of there and get rid of them, and get Jesus back in the society, and put the joy of salvation back in people's hands, and the glory of God on the national spotlight, and it'll change overnight, you know. So that's what they're, that's the problem. I mean, if they couldn't commit suicide with a gun, they'd throw themselves off a bridge, or they'd drive their car into a wall, or whatever particular form of life-ending situation that they could come up with, you know. It's just,
amen.
One of the articles said, well, suicide rates are higher in gun suicide rates are higher in states with higher gun ownership. And it's like, well, it's a convenience item, guys. It's not the gun.
Sure.
You know? So, I mean, it's like, duh. But anyways, it's we need some hope. We need the power of Jesus Christ in these young people's lives, and they don't give them that, you know.
That's right. They've removed it from them.
And they offer no alternative.
Amen.
Well, I mean, the ridiculous part about it is if they're allowed to vote at 18, they should be able to buy a firearm at 18. And it was pretty neat to see how many people, and when they signed that, I don't know how many months ago it was, but how many people that were over the age of 18 or had just turned 18 or, you know, younger than 21, how they were just flocking to the gun stores and buying stuff. It was pretty neat.
It is. It's interesting how that is all over the country. That's been that way all over the country. It's almost like people are seeing that something's happening. A million background checks a month across the country for firearm sales. And that's a good thing. It really is. Tim, I couldn't help but think when you were talking about that, you know, it's Cain killed Abel with a rock. David killed Goliath with a rock. It ain't the rock that's the problem. It's not the rock. It's the usage. It is a tool. I think I read, did I read somewhere that more people are killed with hammers per year than firearms in violence? I think I've read that before somewhere. It's a tool. In
the last I knew, the number one murder weapon in the U.S. Was the baseball bat, I believe it was. Mm. I mean, more people die, more people are killed with baseball bats than anything else. Now, that may have changed, but that was the last time I see numbers.
Sure.
So.
Sure. So it's hopefully Remnant. It's a tool to help you share with others as well, because we feel you, as part of the Remnant, probably see this. But to see that what these comments mean, when the enemy that says we want you to not have a firearm for your safety, that you see that is a lie, they mean just the opposite. We put it out in newsletters and reprinted it. The communist goals, the goals of the enemy to disarm before they take over, and that has not changed. That is a common modus operandi. That is how the enemy works. It's how they've always worked. It's how they worked in Korea and in Vietnam and in the Ukraine back in the 30s and in so many places. They speak peace. Oh, it's peace. Yes, you don't need that firearm, brother, because we just have peace. There's no violence. There's no problem until you give that means of defense up, and then you'll learn. Colonel Morse wrote about that extensively because he saw it firsthand. And the atrocities are unimaginable to most people in this country today. But it doesn't mean that they're not just right around the corner, the enemy waiting to implement them as soon as they think they can. But with 1 million gun sales a month plus, that is one of the things that I think one of the things that hinders the enemy's plans. Had a member send me a link to a video. A couple of, I guess, Indian, I don't mean it bad, ragheads, turban heads, Indians, red dot turban head, 7-Eleven owners. Their convenience store video. And here's a black man comes in, grabs the garbage can, and he's just filling it full of cigarettes and stuff from in the store. He's stealing all this stuff. And they're yelling at him and trying to get him to stop and all that, and he's just either out on drugs or whatever. Finally, I think one of the store owners, his brother or another owner or something, comes up, and they get a stick, and they proceed to beat this thief from one end to the other. They knock him down. One of them's holding him. Looks like a big old broom handle, but one of the big ones. Not a little whiskey broom, but a big old push broom handle. And they are whacking this guy, and he is yelling. And it was encouraging is not the word. But
the rod of correction.
The rod of correction was being applied. And they rolled this guy over, and that guy was whacking that thief in the butt with that stick. Whack! Whack! And you could hear it. And every time he hit him, that guy yelled and howled. And it is correction. It is correction. I saw last week there was a report there on, I think it was San Antonio. You know, the guy has his truck stolen, and he chases the guy down, finds him, holds him at gunpoint, calls the police and all that. Well, then the thief pulls a gun, shoots the owner, and the owner returns fire and kills the thief. And the police chief made the comment that, you know, we'd rather you call us and let us deal with this stuff. But the truck owner did what he felt he had to do, period. Thank you. Have a good day. And that was it. And we're seeing a change in the nation, I think, because of this lawlessness. I think the enemy means it for evil. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. But what it's causing Joe the plumber, the Joe, you know, Mr. Just regular public guy, what it's causing him to do is to say, no, no. You know, we've seen, who was it? CVS Pharmacy all but closed down their stores in California because of open stealing. You know, we have been, for the most part, a lawful society. But when you have that broke down, when people do just walk in and just destroy stores and steal things, I'm glad those two brothers or store owners, 7-Eleven owners, whoever they were, that they stood up and said, no, no. I'm glad they did it. I hope it is an encouragement to others.
Yeah, and it's interesting too on this. Tim, what have you been following any of this electric vehicle stuff? I heard that Ford originally they said that they were going to lose $1.5 billion. I think it was the quarter, and then they just announced that it was up to $4.5 billion on electric vehicles alone. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard particularly about Ford. I knew they were having struggles with it. I know that, I think it was Mazda that just suddenly, which is a division of Ford, you know, but I think they were doing a lot of Ford stuff, but they're discontinuing some of their EV manufacturing because it's a hole, and they're tired of throwing money into it. So, you know, that... The whole thing is so—it's such a lie on such a you know, massive scale. You can't hardly, you know, get all the way around it. But there's just—I'm laughing every day because I see when people wake up to the lie that it is. And
tell them about those people that had that electric vehicle and they tried pulling that stock trailer and they thought they were going to replace the. You know, a diesel truck with it hauling cows to market. I think it was cows, maybe it was horses, but it was
it was cows. They were going down to a stock show in Kansas from up you know, Nebraska there, and they just got a Ford Lightning that was the heavy duty tow model, and I mean it was like almost brand new. They hadn't hardly driven it. They hooked it up their stock trailer and loaded four of their crews on there to go show, and they were going down to Kansas to the show down there, and they got about 80 miles from home and needed a charge, and there was no charge in there. They've got and cattle are, you know, they're a perishable commodity. You don't just, you can't just leave them on the trailer indefinitely.
Right.
So anyways, they got a little ways out of town, and they were about 6 miles north of town, and the thing shut down. And there's an emergency switch on there to get you on into wherever you need to go. So they pushed that, and they still didn't make it. They were about 2 miles from wherever they needed to go to get supposedly charged up. And they found out later, by the way, that charging station was not operational, even though it said it was on the app. But finally they called the Ford dealer in the town there, and they came out. Well, they couldn't tow it away until they got it unhooked. And they had to have a friend come over with a trailer, and they had to, because you can't move those cars without power. I mean, they're locked in place. And the tow truck operator had never been up against anything like that. Well, then he found out he couldn't tow it that he brought because the car was too heavy for his towing rig, and it took them literally. By the time they finally got into the dealer, they called the next morning. They finally brought another friend to pick up. They didn't make their show, by the way. They ended up having to go back home. But by the time they got with the dealer was like, "Well, the battery's below 5%, so we can't recharge it." And they were like, "What do you mean you can't recharge it?" It's like, "Well, if it falls below that, it has to be replaced."
Yeah.
And they said, said, where you push the emergency button and all that, or the, you know, whatever, there's no warranty on it because you took it off of that. And I don't remember the cost of the battery now, but it was just ludicrously expensive. And they said, but that's not the real problem. The real problem is we have that available and won't have for probably 6 months. So the whole fiasco was, you know, they paid huge money. They thought they were really going to go show off their new clothes, and they ended up with, and these were, you know, these are ranch people. I mean, you just, you know, the story reads like something out of some kind of, you know, comedy movie or something like that.
You would think they would have more common sense. But they believed the lie. They bought into it hook, line, and sinker. There was a guy in Fort Collins. It was the Front Range here about a year and a half ago that did a very similar thing. Went and bought a car, electric car, going to save the world, and wanted to take a little cross country trip. And it took him like 17 hours to go 100 miles. I mean, it just didn't work. And he made a big stink about it. And we're seeing that you see it over and over and over. Jason, it's Ford's looking to that its electric vehicle division will lose about $4.5 billion this year. They're talking about a $60,000 loss for every electric vehicle they sell. You know, they're trying outside of Memphis to build this Oval City, I think it's what it's called, Blue Oval City, maybe. You know, that's the Ford deal, and that's supposed to be their big electric truck plant, made in America. Yeah, here we are, folks, making these save the world, making these electric, and it's just a flop. Every which way. One of the latest delays was problems with the batteries. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's like trying to get milk out of bulls. It just don't work. And anyway, but there's people that just, oh yeah, I won't buy that electric Mustang and see how that goes. And there's some people that are just blind to the cold, hard truth. They're living on emotions. They want it to work. They think it should work. They hope it'll work. And that's what they go on. Their emotions. That it should. It has to work. I'm sure it'll work. And so they're spending ungodly amounts of money, and many times they're left side the road.
Well, it's interesting in New York right now. That's just one state, and that was the one I seen. But they're having a big problem with these e-bikes. You know, that's the
burning up.
That's actually, I guess, a pretty big deal. I haven't seen one out here, but I'm sure there's some around. These e-bikes, people are taking them into their homes and charging them up, and they're catching on fire and burning. They're burning down a whole apartment complex.
Yeah.
In New York City and stuff, they've had multiple deaths. I'm talking about the one I was looking at. I think there were like 12 deaths in that apartment complex and 29 serious injuries and everything. The fire, and it all started off with an e-bike. So in New York City, they've now passed the bill that you're not allowed to have your e-bikes inside the buildings, you know, multi-structural dwellings. And the same problem with cars. I mean, they're coming out and saying, well, don't charge your car in your garage. You know, because it might bring your house down.
Yeah.
So, it's like, yep, this is a lot better deal than you know, my gasoline powered or my diesel powered vehicle. I just get so much more so much more benefit, so much more use out of it. The other thing that really bothers me is when you look at where those batteries are made out over there in the Congo and places where they're mining those, what do they call it, precious metal. They're not precious,
lithium.
But
lithium is
the metals that they use in the batteries. And, you know, they're using child labor and everything else, and those people are working under just horrific conditions, from what I can tell, in order to create something that's really great for the environment. So the whole thing's a sham. I mean, there's no other word for it.
Yeah. California, record heat and rolling brownouts with their problems with the electrical grid. So, you know, they're in the middle of it this past week. That's what they were saying. You know, they made a mandate that no internal combustion engines, I think, after 2035. And this week is they're having rolling electrical outages in the middle of a hot summer. They're telling people, oh, yeah, and please don't charge your electric vehicle during these peak times. It's insanity. Absolute insanity. They've put these things in place, and then don't do this. And but it's that Babylon that is just falling.
Yeah, well, and that's where a lot of those places are they want to. I mean, just the grid can't handle the capacity to have a charging station in every one of these houses.
Right.
And there's all. I think it was California, and maybe it was some other states too. But basically, you had to take up the option of do you want air conditioning or do you want a charging station for your car?
Yes.
And then there was I've seen several things that happened where there was several new subdivisions that were going in, and you know the builders, they came in and they, you know, that was part of the plan when they were selling these houses, is they told them every house is going to have a charging station for electric vehicles built into it. And power company, electrical company said, you guys are out of your minds. We don't have the capacity to do that. And I mean, it's, you know, the grid could not handle it. I mean, and you think about how much, you know, you get, how many people, how many households coming home, you know, driving home, especially the 9-to-5ers, and they plug their vehicle in it at the same time. I mean, what is that going to do to it? It's talk about a dead short.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything comes on at once. They get home from work, the air conditioner goes on, and dinner goes on, and got to charge the car, and
yeah.
Turn the AC on, turn that on. This, it's like, you know, talk about popping a fuse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it's all so strongly dependent on electricity, right? The old Biden administration wants us to get rid of our gas stoves, and oh, propane is bad. You can't have that. And small engines, those are bad. Let it all be electric. And then how hard is it for them to say, you know, a state or a community or whatever, we don't want you to do anything today, so they flip a switch and the power's off. And you don't have power, you don't have electricity, you don't have a way to cook, you don't have a way to travel, you're stuck. And that's our enemy's goals, is that control. When you're totally reliant, like Agenda 21 talks about on all the public transit only, well, when the public transit don't run, you don't move, and you just sit, and that's part of their plan, to come against our pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's like that's their goal, and they're trying, awful hard. They are. Well, guys, we are all but out of time. Thank you, men, for getting up early and being on the radio, being an encouragement to the remnant. And hope you guys have a blessed day. And remnant, we want to remind you and invite you to join us at church tomorrow. You can do that at scripturesforamerica.org. We'll get things, good Lord willing, we'll get things fired up about 8:30 in the morning. That's 8:30 Mountain Time, 7:30 on the West Coast, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. We'll get fired up have a review of the news. Got a few news comments I want to make tomorrow, and we'll have a timeless pulpit truth and a live message for you as well. So we hope you'll join us at scriptureforamerica.org in the morning. God bless, Remnant, and we'll see you there.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling,
rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, Snake High. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, Snake High.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
Snake High.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake Hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving, keep on moving over, Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.